Today in Russia, a government proposal to build a new nuclear power plant was turned down at the ballot box. Preliminary results from a referendum yesterday show an overwhelming majority of voters opposed to completing a nuclear generator in the region of Kostroma, northeast of Moscow. The referendum is new to Russian politics. It was made legal only 3 years ago, and this is believed to be the first successful use of the process by average voters. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The nuclear plant in question was under construction 10 years ago when the disaster at Chernobyl forced a postponement of all such projects. Although Russia's Ministry of Atomic Energy says it had no immediate plans to finish construction of the Kostroma plant, in part because it can't afford to, residents didn't want to take any chances. So they tried out a provision in the new Russian constitution, passed on the urging of Boris Yeltsin in 1993, which allows citizens to place a binding referendum on a local or regional ballot if they collect enough signatures. According to Karen Richardson of Greenpeace, which helped the anti-nuclear forces in the last stage of the campaign, the whole process was new to the people of Kostroma.
This referendum has been extraordinary because it was organized by a group of senior citizens who have grown up for most of their life under the communist regime, and now they're using this new legislation to actually stop a nuclear power plant.
They did face hurdles. For instance, they had to collect the signatures twice due to a dispute with the local authorities. But they also had several clear advantages. The Kostroma region is cleaner than many parts of Russia, known as a vacation spot with unpolluted rivers and lakes. In addition, nuclear contamination is a well-known problem across the former Soviet Union. So it isn't really surprising that 87% of Kostroma's voters rejected the plant, while only 10% supported it. Again, Karen Richardson of Greenpeace.
We really hope now that other local environmental groups will take this as an example, as a way to stop the construction of a nuclear power plant, whereas before you just had to accept it. So Greenpeace very much hopes this is the beginning of the end of nuclear power in Russia.
The Atomic Energy Ministry has been downplaying the referendum results. A ministry spokeswoman told the Itar-Tass news agency that the vote, in her words, made no sense because construction was not going to be restarted in the foreseeable future. But those who ran the campaign for the plant argued that it was a safe new design and that it would have brought 20,000 jobs to a poor region. Shortly before the vote, the project's chief engineer told AP, quote, "If people are happy living the way they do now, among their pigs and geese without a decent road in sight, then fine. In that case," he said dismissively, "we can live without nuclear power." And that will now be the case, because the only way under Russian law to overturn this kind of ballot measure is with another referendum. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.